one of my biggest wishes is what we call pre-treatment. It's not done in Ontario for the most part. So the difficulty that we have is when someone decides, I've got a problem, until the point that they're actually able to get into treatment is sometimes 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
Now, there's no one. If you have someone who decides they have a problem and you say, yes, we'll help you, and you send them right back into the place where they're having they've been using, where they've been abused and all this, their sobriety is not going to last. None of us would last.
No.
So a pre-treatment facility would be one where someone makes a decision and they start applying to different treatment centers, would be a sober living environment that they could go to and would get some supports in order to try to maintain that sobriety level until they're actually able to get into a treatment program. So I see that as huge. It would be huge for the hospitals, because we would lower, you know, people going into the ER. I think it would be huge for social services, and it would be huge for our commitment to sobriety to be able to support people who say, okay, I got to go, and we're able to get them into a place where they have a better chance for success.